In the beginning of Genesis 32, we read about Jacob and his family, who finally left his homestead of his father-in-law, Laban. I'm glad we are gathered here on this blessed day. I hope you will all be here for my wedding day as well. I choose to have a bar mitzvah because it is important for me to come before God and my congregational family to make a personal commitment that I will obey our Lord's instruction and commands out of love for Him. I have found my path with Yeshua, my Savior and Lord. Now I have met most of you wonderful people on a personal level, and I am proud to say that my surroundings are of good influence. I remember as a little boy looking around the own egg room and seeing many pairs of eyes with lots of wisdom that I could learn from. Today I am here to acknowledge you and thank you for your support and all the things I have learned by coming to the shul. Once again, I stand here before you today to give you a clear understanding that my childish and immature days are over. I am here to serve the Lord by helping the community in every way I can. I now demand for the determinants that Jacob had when he struggled with the angel and was finally blessed. I will strive for this determinants and for God's blessing. Now I would like to thank people in the making of my special day. I would like to thank Rabbi Cal for his time and devotion, my family for their support, and of course all of you for being here for me and guiding me through the way and helping me become what I am today. In the beginning of Genesis 32, we read about Jacob and his family who finally left his homestead of his father-in-law, Laban, who is responsible for much of his present circumstances. As Jacob leaves his father-in-law, he crosses path with his brother Esau. First, Jacob sends word to his brother that he is coming, that he is quite wealthy, and that he wishes to find favor in his brother's sight. The messengers return to Jacob, saying that Esau is also coming to meet him with 400 of his men. Jacob was convinced that the 400 men are an army intending to destroy him and his family. He knew that he was in the right with Laban, but he knew that he was in the wrong with Esau. In a similar way, many believers are crippled by their past. Their sin haunts them, and they have difficulty believing that Yeshua really settled it all and that they are to move on and trust in him. After first reacting in fear and unbelief, Jacob did the right thing. He went to the Lord and prayed a thoughtful prayer of thanks. After he praised for God's divine assistance, Jacob decides to send him a gift, part of his livestock, to appease him. He sends him such an expensive gift to make it clear to Esau that he did not want anything from him. At this time, Jacob sends all his possessions over the river. Then Jacob was left alone, and during this long-lasting sleep, Jacob met an angel which wrestled with him until the breaking of day. How did Jacob manage to keep up this struggle through the entire night? To win a wrestling match, you need physical strength, but more than anything else, you need determination. Jacob had this sort of determination when he wrestled with God. Jacob's name was changed to Israel, which means he struggles with God. By now, after many years as a shepherd, Jacob was a strong outdoors type of guy. Still wrestling all night? Talk about determination. We need to continually seek God like Jacob, like someone in a wrestling match who refuses to give up. Jacob continued this wrestling match just to be blessed. He was persistent. God encourages persistence in all areas of our lives, including the spiritual. Where is our spiritual life? Do we need more persistence? Strong character develops as we struggle through tough conditions. We should persist in praying, keeping our request constantly before God as we live our lives for Him day by day, believing He will answer. When we live by faith, we are not to give up. God may delay answering, but these delays have good reason. As we persist in praying, we grow in character, faith, and hope. Just like Jacob, who was persistent, in the New Covenant reading, Yeshua is saying to this parable that this is how we should be. The parable is about a persistent widow, a poor, powerless woman, who persists in nagging a powerful judge to do justice for her. At first, the judge refuses. He is an unjust judge. Remember, he neither fears God nor respects men. And he certainly does not care about the widow. And yet, finally, he relents. He gives in because the widow does not give up. Her persistence pays off. So this is the parable of a persistent prayer. Yeshua would have us be persistent with prayer when we ask for good things from God. The purpose of this parable is to encourage believers to persevere in their faith against all odds. We must never give up hope and never stop working for the greater good. The widow's persistence leads the judge to act justly, and so does God, who will grant justice for the chosen ones who trust in him. Amen. Now, bar mitzvah prayer, just a prayer that is special to me that I want to share with you guys. O my God and God of my fathers, on this solemn and sacred day, which marks of my passage from boyhood to young manhood, I humbly raise my eyes unto you and declare with all sincerity and truth that from this day forward I will observe all your commandments and undertake to bear the responsibility of all actions towards you. In my earliest infancy, I was brought within your sacred covenant with Israel through my forefather Abraham. Today, again, formally enter in as an active and responsible member of your holy congregation. Before family, friends, and above all, you, I choose to never cease to glorify your holy name in the face of all people. Avinu Melekeinu, my father and king, listen to this humble prayer as a young man and bestow upon me your gracious blessings, so that my earthly life may be sustained and made happy by your great mercies. Teach me the way of your statutes, that I may observe them and faithfully carry out your ordinances. Cause my heart to love you and fear your holy name, and give me strength to face the dangers that may lie ahead on this path that I choose to walk. Save me from temptation, so that I may observe your holy law and commandments. May I walk as a true son of Yeshua, my Messiah and Lord. Do not let this book of law depart from my mouth or my heart, but that I will meditate upon it day and night, so that I may be careful to do everything written in it, so that I will be prosperous and have good success, and that I will every day purpose to trust you in you and gladly proclaim, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone is one. In the name of Yeshua, my Messiah and Lord.
Okay.